Welcome to Amplifying Leadership and Tip Thursday with Tara. I am Tara Lehman, a partner, coach, and consultant at Twin Life Coaching and Business Services, of which Amplifying Leadership is a division. I hope to bring you some information or a key takeaway you can use to build, enhance, or grow your leadership skills with Tip Thursday with Tara. Problems, challenges, barriers, issues, concerns, or whatever other fancy word you have to call them, they happen. And as leaders, we are the ones that people look up to fix these things or to support them through it, whatever it may be. So, what can we do to lead by example or to take care of things when quote unquote stuff happens at work? Well, here are a few tips for you today. First of all, problem solving. So a lot of people think problem solving is a lean manufacturing tool, but it is a tool you can use everywhere. And there's a really simple one. If you haven't heard of it, it's called the five whys. You can use it everywhere. I've used it everywhere. It's basically asking the question why until you get to the root cause of something. So why was Tara late today? Well, she said the bus wasn't running. Why wasn't the bus running? Well, the weather was really bad. So now we know why Tara couldn't make it in. And that is just a very, very high level thing, but you can use the five whys for almost any problem or solution. When you have issues come up, you can also possibly ask solutions from your team, depending on what these things are. I've done this many times, and it's really great to get that feedback for their solutions so that you don't get the tunnel vision of what you see, but you can ask everybody for their input. It's a great way to get some new creative ways that maybe you don't see as the leader, but that could potentially work very well for whatever the issue, concern, problem, barrier, etc. is. Another great way to encourage creativity and solutions around issues is to have a brainstorming session. Whether this is with just the leadership team, depending on the concern or issue, or with your own team, if it's something that they need to help with, having a brainstorming session can really allow for that creativity to come out. And again, those ideas you may not think of. It's best for brainstorming to have some rules set around that. So if you haven't done brainstorming yet, check out my video I did a long time ago on brainstorming to give you some guidance. Make sure that you're sharing your solutions as well, whether that be with the leadership team or with your employees to say, I have some ideas I would like considered as well. Sometimes your idea might be the perfect one. Other times it might not. So ensuring that those solutions that are coming are from everybody at the table, including you, is really important. Sometimes you do need to make decisions and use your own solution when something needs to happen quickly, or perhaps you're the only one who can create a solution for it. Don't hum and haw over the solutions. Come up with the ideas, make decisions, and get whatever it is that needs done quickly, just get it done. And remember, as a leader, it's really important that you stay strong and that your team sees that, especially if whatever barrier or challenge you have may negatively affect them. Stay as possible as you can with being positive, which may be hard in some situations, and very communicative as well. And you can listen to the previous Tip Thursdays on communication. So being a leader does mean dealing with all those challenges and quote unquote stuff, or you can fill in whatever word you like that come up, whether that be maybe something that you can involve your team with for some solutions and implementation of them, to having to make that bold decision. And maybe it was sometimes not a welcoming solution either as the leader. Be sure you're a strong leader and you're as positive as the situation will allow. Keep your team informed as much as you can to help with any buy-in of whatever solutions might be or with whatever might come through change. Change is something that people don't always like or welcome. So it's really important to keep people informed and communicate as much as you can, especially if it may affect them negatively. That is our Tip Thursday with Tara for this week. As a reminder, our Amplifying Leadership community is there to help through challenges or other issues that you may have, or even just growth through our discussion groups, resources, and more. You can all belong to a community of individuals who believe in leadership and all that comes with it. You can find out more about this and all of our leadership services at amplifyingleadership.ca, a Twin Life Coaching and Business Services division. To see about everything on that we do, you can find us on social media as Twin Life Coaching and Business Services. We are on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and YouTube. Until next time, please be an amazing leader or leader to be.